Hello and welcome to Curiously Morbid. For the curiously morbid minds out there, it's me, Danielle Waldron, with my co-host, Dean Osgood.
Hi, Danielle!
Hey, Dean!
I probably shouted that. We're back. We've been away from 2 weeks. Let's address it.
Yeah, so why have we been away for 2 weeks?
Well, I had a mental health relapse, Danielle.
It's always fun. It's always fun and games.
It is always fun. My anxiety got the better of me. My demons crept back in. It was not a fun, I'd say, a bit longer than 2 weeks. Probably a fun month. I'm not using this as counselling, but we are sponsored by BetterHelp.
No, we're not.
We're actually not. But yeah, things just got too much on me and on top of me, and I had too many commitments, and my brain just froze, and I shut down, like I always do when anxiety cripples me. But you know what, Danielle? I'm through it now, and I'm back here with you, and I'm
You're very excited to be. You are back, baby.
I'm back in action, and I'm very hyper.
You're back, and like stronger than ever. I love it.
Well, you know, if we were editing this, I'd insert some strong music. But guess what, bitches? We're not editing this.
Oh, God.
So you are getting Danny and Dean in full glory.
Yeah, because no hopefully, edits. No edits. We're going to try it. We're trying something new out. And also, it's a really, really happy time that we've come back because it's my probably favourite month of the whole year.
And mine.
It's October, which means...
This is Halloween.
Yeah, so spooky times are upon us. I've already decorated my house in all autumnal sort of things going on. I've not got my scary
autumnal
stuff. Yes, autumnal. That's it. Autumnal.
You're the English teacher.
Oh, all right, Dean. God, leave me alone.
Sorry, I'm back. I love spooky season. Of course, my anxiety subsided in time. I am thankful, praying to the anxiety gods that it doesn't come back soon. But I am ready, raring to go for spooky season. And we've had to have a little play around with our schedule. So if what we said in the Haunted Theatres episode, which has gone down a treat with you guys, I've had rave reviews all over social medias. Sorry, that's a clear lie because I haven't been on social media for a month.
I've had rave reviews all over social medias.
But the people that I spoke to in real life in our IRL have gave me so much good positive feedback from it, and I'm really happy with it. It's one of my favourite ones, and I think we need to submit it for a podcast award.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll find one. Les the award winners.
Let's see what I just love Les. Right, so anyway, let's get down to it then. So to start off our spooky season, we've gone with a gal who maybe is a bit misunderstood, you know,
a bit,
just a bit, yeah. And we're gonna delve in, we're gonna have a little look, see what she's about, and maybe even try and see her ourselves.
Stay tuned till the end, because at the end of this podcast episode, we, right before your pre-recorded eyes and ears, are going to try and summon the one, the only, Bloody Mary! Bloody Mary's in the house!
Well, you've said her name quite a lot now, Dean, so I'd be scared if I was you.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody... Shh.
Oh,
Club 96.
That's a little drag race, what do you call it, like an Easter egg for those of you who watch, those of you in the know. Yes.
Danielle, we're not editing, come on, down to business, give me some Bloody Mary facts.
I'm doing it. Right, so, Bloody Mary then, who is she? It's a legend consisting of a ghost or some sort of spirit who you can conjure up to apparently reveal the future, okay? So... she's said to appear in a mirror when her name is chanted repeatedly, which is why I was warning Dean. The Bloody Mary apparition may be benign or malevolent. So that's obviously like super evil, like bad vibes.
But benign is a word I've heard, but it's not my vernacular. Please, could you explain benign?
Benign's like not threatening, like it's just there.
Okay, so just... Benign.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. New word.
You're welcome. Depending on historic variations of the legend, because it's very like I've got a theory. Well, not a theory. There's like one legend of it that I'm like, oh, right, that makes a lot of sense. And that's where it obviously comes from. And I'm going to go through that in a little bit. But obviously, most people do a sort of like a group thing where they'll all go into a bathroom and, you know, like try and scare themselves, which is probably like what most people think of when they think of Bloody Mary. They think of like teenagers going in the bathroom and chanting a name and all that sort of stuff.
I think Bloody Mary is like a proper American thing. Like, it's all like, my knowledge of Bloody Mary is through mainly American horror films. Like,
Yeah.
When we were like at sleepovers as kids, we did never ever try and summon Bloody Mary. Like, just wasn't something we did. Maybe I had a crap childhood.
Oh no! Yeah, but I was gonna say I did at like sleepovers. I remember being like 12 and being at a sleepover, and that is what we did.
You did that, you?
Yeah, I know. How crazy is that? I mean, I was absolutely shit scared, but you know, I did it.
Danny, you did not need to welcome any more demons into your life.
I was easily peer pressured, you know. So,
well, just like you're going to be at the end of this podcast episode. No.
Oh, God. Right. So, historically then, this is the thing where I think, like, this is, like, where this sort of origin story comes from. So, basically, there's this ritual that encourages young women to walk up a flight of stairs backwards. That's dangerous. Holding a candle. Holding a candle. And a hand mirror in a darkened house. It's like they want them.
I have a hand mirror.
I was going to say, Dean's literally got a hand mirror right now.
All I need is a candle in a darkened house. Yeah. Shame I live in a bungalow.
Oh, Dean. Oh, yeah, you've got no stairs. You can't do this even if you wanted to.
Oh, I'm messing. I live in a house.
Anyway.
Sorry,
anyway, so yeah, so this to me seems quite dangerous. The fact you're walking backwards upstairs and you're holding a candle and a hand mirror, so you've got no hands available to, like, you know, catch yourself or whatever. And it's dark. This just seems dangerous to me. But so this is what they did anyway for this ritual. They were going up the stairs backwards, had a candle, had a mirror in a dark house. And as they gazed into the mirror, they were supposed to be able to catch a view of their future husband's face. You know, because that's what every woman wants to know. And that's exactly why she'd risk her life by going upstairs backwards in the dark, where she could possibly fall over and break a neck. So just to see her future husband's face. It seems a bit misogynistic to me.
But to be fair, I would like to see my future husband's face. Give me some stairs.
give me some stairs.
See what happens. I've been to psychics. I've been to them all. None of them ever tell me the truth. Maybe a darkened stairs. Might fall down the stairs, you know.
Well, you might not do it when you hear the rest of this. So, there was, however, a chance that they would see a skull or the face of the Grim Reaper instead, indicating that they would die before they would have the chance to marry.
Oh, that'd be me.
You'd be at the girls' sleepover, wouldn't you? All going up one by one, like, oh my god, I saw this! And then it's your turn, it's just a skull.
I'm gonna die!
And you can just imagine it, can't you? Like, oh, you'd be so annoyed, wouldn't you? You'd be like, for god's sake.
What if it, like, really worked? Like, oh my god, I'm going to marry Zac Efron. I'm going to marry this person. I'm going to die.
Yeah. I'm going to die. Oh, that would be so
plot
sad.
Twist. You're going to marry the Grim Reaper? Like, who's the real winner there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who's the real winner? Yeah, I suppose.
Because you could be, like, the First Lady of Death. And, like, that's a title no one's ever had.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, really.
So, Danielle, tell me more about Bloody Mary, please.
So, in today's sort of ritual, because obviously that's back in the day, no one really cares about doing that anymore. So now today, Bloody Mary allegedly appears to individuals or groups who are ritualistically invoking her name. So this is done by repeatedly chanting her name into a mirror placed in a dimly lit or candle-lit room. In some traditions, the name must be repeated up to 13 times, or like another specified number. So I always thought it was 3 times. But when I was doing
thought it was 3.
Yeah, but when I was doing my research, apparently it's 13. But I've got a little theory here. So I think the reason we think it's 3 times is probably because in films that we've seen, it's been 3 times because it just saves time in the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, rule of 3, the mise-en-scene.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I've got an A level in film studies, Danielle.
I've got an AS level in film studies.
And you also taught it.
I also taught it, yeah.
the mise-en-scene in Bloody Mary. Well, imagine if he said it 4 times, it'd just be a bit awkward. Or 13 times.
Yeah, that'd take such a long time.
To be fair, there's some autos out there, see I'm using the fancy words now, that would maybe do it for 13 times just to build tension.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, apparently, she appears as a corpse, a witch, or a ghost that can be friendly or evil and is sometimes seen covered in blood, which you would assume, seeing as she's called Bloody Mary.
I'd hope if I didn't get the... Get anyone without the blood? I'd want a refund.
Yeah, to be fair, you want to see, if you're you know trying to see the ghost, you want to see like the full shebang,
the scary really, one.
Yeah.
I don't want like Mary from Asda.
Mary from Asda. Yeah, you know like Jenny from the block, that sort of thing. Like
me Auntie Mary popping up in the background. You're all right, love. Do you have a nice 50? Yeah. I want the crying witch covered in blood.
Yeah, of course you do. So apparently the law surrounding the ritual states that the participants may endure the apparition screaming at them, cursing them, strangling them, stealing their soul, drinking their blood, or scratching their eyes out. Yeah, so the fact, like, scratching their eyes out, drinking the blood, that literally sends shivers down my spine. Why would you want to summon them if you think that's what's going to happen? I wouldn't want that.
Because some people out there, Danielle, are curiously morbid, just like we are.
Oh, I know, but there's being curiously morbid, and then there's, like, you know, getting hurt. I don't want to be physically hurt by a ghost.
Well, the skeptic in me is saying, I'm going to do this tonight and not get hurt.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Come at me, Mary, come at me, bro.
So, some variations then of this ritual call Bloody Mary by a different name. Some of them call her Hell Mary and Mary Worth, which I've never heard Mary Worth before. I've heard Hell Mary.
I've heard of Mary Worth.
Oh, have you? Oh, I haven't. Yeah. But apparently they're both quite popular. There's also another modern legend called Hanako-san, which is in Japan, and that like strongly parallels the Bloody Mary myth. Like, it's basically like the same story, just in Japan. So obviously it's like a worldwide sort of phenomenon, really.
Yeah, every culture has an version of Bloody Mary, don't they? It's called different things, but...
Yeah, which I think is quite strange, the way it's in like... You know, like, loads of different cultures, how it just, like, crops up. It's mad, isn't it?
Because it must be real.
Well, maybe, yeah. Because how would it just get to all these different places? Weird.
And, Danielle, before when you were talking, you just said in a room. Has it not got to be in a bathroom?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure. Well, it needs to be a dimly lit room with a mirror. And obviously, I think a lot of people do it in a bathroom because there's always a mirror in a bathroom.
Okay, on to.
So, like, that makes a lot of sense. However, some people have sort of debunked this theory by saying if you're staring into a mirror in a dimly lit room for a prolonged period, it can cause someone to hallucinate. So facial features may appear to melt, distort, disappear, rotate, And like other sort of hallucinations, like strange faces might even appear. And this is actually called the Strange Face Illusion by Giovanni Caputo. He is a university sort of scholar, and he said like this happens, and it's like the brain's facial system, like recognition system, just like goes a bit mad when you're just staring at your face in the mirror. And I've got to say, I've done this before, because I've watched like YouTube videos where they've like gone through like, oh, your face does weird stuff when you stare at it in a mirror. And I'm not being funny, I don't know if you've ever done this, Dean, but it is creepy when you stare at your face in a mirror for a long time, like for a prolonged period of time. I've done it where I've just stared at like either my eyes or my nose or something like that. And then after a little while, my face has started to like look different. It doesn't look like it's me anymore. And that it's just so creepy. And like there's certain things you can do where it like makes it look like you're smiling, or it just, oh, it's just really, really creepy. I don't like it.
I've never done it, no. But I'm excited to do it tonight.
Woohoo! Tonight, Matthew.
I'm gonna meet Bloody Mary.
I love it. But yeah, so a lot of people think it's kind of like a self-hypnosis that you put yourself under, like, and that's why people will see, you know, like an apparition of sorts. So that's kind of like the science behind it. So like what the skeptics would say.
Yeah, well, as a skeptic, I'm gonna say that. That's what I literally, when we started talking about this is all I thought about in my head. And this is why I'm quite certain that I'm not going to get my eyes scratched out.
Yeah, well, I've got a few more details to give you.
Go on, give me them deets.
So, Mary also is said to be a witch who was executed 100 years ago for plying the black arts. Or she could possibly be a woman of more modern times who died in a local car accident, which her face was hideously mutilated. So there's lots of different variations. She could be a witch, or she could be this, or she could be that. I think there's, because, do you know, there's one that I heard, and that I thought this was the only story of, and it was like a girl who had, she'd been really ill, they thought she'd died, they'd buried her with like a bell. And because apparently, like back in the olden days, they used to bury people alive by accident because they thought they were dead.
And so they did the bells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so this is like the legend I heard and what I thought it was based on. And she was basically like, I think the bell just didn't work for some reason. Like it fell over or something in the night or whatever. And so it just wasn't working. It wasn't alerting anyone. And she had to like scratch. She tried to scratch her way out of the thing. And then come the morning, they realised that the bell had fell. So they thought, oh my God, maybe she was calling it. They dug it up. And like, apparently like all of her nails were just dead bloody and all the way, you know, like to the bottom and stuff like that. And obviously she died by that point because she'd run out of oxygen. And she was called Bloody Mary, obviously because of all the blood. And there was loads of blood on her face because it had dripped, you know, off the wood. And that's the legend I heard. And that's what I used to think. But there's quite a lot, to be fair. But I think it's just because Mary was quite a common name back in the day, wasn't it? So I think there's lots of legends around different Marys.
There could be more than one, like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, I suppose that makes it easier for them as well. Because, like, imagine the amount of people doing Bloody Mary on one night, especially when it's getting to Halloween time. You can't go around everyone on your own, can you? So they probably take it in shifts, don't they? Like, oh, I'll do these ones. Yeah, exactly. The time difference.
You don't want to be in a 24-hour in AFD. No one wants to do an all fucking day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not even Bloody Mary. Can I just come back to them bells on the coffins things?
Go ahead.
That really scares me. Have you seen The Curse of La Llorona?
No, I've not seen it. I've just added that to my Netflix list or something like that, or maybe on my Sky Movies, something like that.
It's part of the Conjuring universe. It's not that scary. You might enjoy it, you might not enjoy it. I don't know why it's part of the Conjuring universe apart from the priest in it is seen holding Annabelle at one point, but don't get me started, I hate it. But there's a scene in there in a graveyard, and someone's in the graveyard, and they're walking through the graveyard, and then suddenly all of the bells start going.
Oh no, I don't like that. That's so scary. Oh, that makes me so really sad that that would have happened to so many people. Oh God.
And did they have someone listening for the bells 24/7? Because
probably not.
So the bells were kind of really for like for show.
Probably.
They weren't really effective.
Yeah, because right. I'm pretty sure, wasn't it to do with like influenza or something, wasn't it? And then like,
don't say that.
SARS. And then they had to bury them, you know, like as to not spread it anymore or whatever when they died. But obviously it was a bit
they had to bury them quick, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh God, that's so hate it.
Right. Shall we take our first break of this evening?
Yes, let's take our break.
Or whenever you'll listen to this podcast. We'll be right back. Tune in after the break for some Bloody Mary stories. And coming up as soon as we can get to it, me doing Bloody Mary live on the pod.
Oh, so scary.
Danielle, guess who our sponsor is?
Who's our sponsor?
It's Stambros.
Stambros. I love Stambros. And you know, they've sent us the most beautiful embroidered hoop. It says Curiously Morbid on it. And then it's got our teacher names on off our Instagrams as well, which is really cute. And as soon as we can upgrade and get ourselves a little Curiously Morbid studio, you better believe that is going up on our wall in our office.
Oh, of course it is in our office. As soon as this takes off a bit more, thanks to listeners out there, we will get an office and we will put it up. If you want to see this cute, it's just awesome embroidery. Check out our Curiously Morbid Instagram and it'll be on there. And also check out the Stambros Insta with loads more of their awesome designs.
Yeah, so she does loads of really custom designs as well. You can literally ask them to do anything you want and they'll do it. So for instance, I've ordered another one off them and it's going to be for my classroom and it's just a general classroom one. It's going to say Danny's classroom on it. She's doing Halloween ones. She can do like Disney ones. She can do Christmas ones. And they are so lovely and they're custom. They're unique. So for me, I think they're such a good present to get because no one else will have that gift because they're unique. They're made custom for you. She can pretty much do anything you ask. So it's really, really worth going and checking out her Instagram, which is where you can order from. So it's just at Stambros. That's Stambroise.
And be sure to tell them the folks at Curiously Morbid sent you. And we're back.
Hey, Dean.
Hi, Danielle. Danielle, did you have a nice break?
I had a good break. I had a really good break, yeah.
I just rummaged and ransacked the house to try and see if I've got any candles for our live interview with Bloody Mary.
Live interview?
Well, oh, first I can't wait. On Curiously Morbid. Right, can you give us a little bit more info on Bloody Mary?
Yes, I can. So, some people confuse this mirror witch with Mary the First of England. And obviously, we've sort of spoke about her before because we spoke about her sister Elizabeth. We've done a whole Freaky Friday on her and if she's a man or not. I think we kind of debunked that theory. But if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen.
It was funny.
It was a good one. It was a good time. So her sister is obviously also called Bloody Mary, and I'd say she's probably the most famous Bloody Mary, really. So a lot of people will confuse these two. So obviously Mary the First of England, and she was called Bloody Mary because she killed like so many people. So she was obviously the Queen of England. And apparently this is like, obviously people don't know this for sure, but apparently one of the things she did to stay young was to bathe in blood. This is a rumour, and this was to preserve her youthful appearance. Now, I'm inclined to not believe that. I know she's called Bloody Mary, but the reason people call her Bloody Mary is because she executed so many presidents, because obviously she was a Catholic, and it was like a really big, you know, deal at the time. But a lot of people would then, you know, make up rumours because they didn't like her. So I think this rumour has come from, you know, like people who sympathised, obviously, with the president and would make up rumours like that about her because she wasn't really liked as a queen. I think it was made up, but that's obviously, again, one of the reasons she was called Bloody. But that theory actually is true of another person, a Hungarian countess called Elizabeth Bathory, and she was around from 1560 to 1614, and she actually did used to bathe in the blood of like young girls to like preserve her beauty. So I think that's got around at the same time that's going on, and then that's why that rumor sort of came about with Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I can see why.
Now,
did Elizabeth look any younger for this?
Honestly, the pictures are all really, like, old because, obviously, there weren't cameras back then. So, you can't really tell from a portrait.
Well, when you really need a before and after, a solid before and after. It doesn't stand up, does it? Like, now, if this was happening, there'd be, like, a TikTok trend of it, wouldn't there?
Oh, God, yeah. Ooh, like, bathed in blood! Yeah.
I'm good about... Oh, my God, I bathed in blood and I look 10 years younger!
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, my God! If, do you know, I'm not on TikTok because I'm a grown man and I think that's for children. But wouldn't it be hilarious if someone, like, put their nan in a bath with, like, food colouring? And then did the edit, and then it was a young girl.
Oh, that would be good. That would be very good. I'd like that.
Oh, we should maybe make that.
Yeah, we could become TikTok famous.
Yeah, but I don't want to be.
No, I don't really want to be TikTok famous, if I'm being honest. So the concept then of mirrors as portals between this world and the realm of spirits shows up in a lot of other beliefs, namely those surrounding funerals, because obviously I think a lot of people want to think that there's, you know, life after death when they've lost a good one, when they've lost a loved one.
Or a good one.
So, it was common practice to cover mirrors in a house where a death had occurred until the body was taken for burial. Because obviously back then, before funeral homes, you'd have the corpse in the person's house and the family would wash the body and do all that sort of stuff and, you know, like dress it and things like that. And you'd have it obviously on. Yeah. So basically the dead person would be in the house for days. But yeah, so what would happen is all the mirrors in the house, you'd just go and cover them all because you're possibly inviting in like their spirit. And obviously they'd want their spirit to go to heaven, I suppose, not linger around in a mirror. It was believed that the dear departed caught a glimpse of themselves in the mirror, their ghosts would remain in the house and the mirror would trap its spirit. So it's like it's a proper thing, you know, like mirrors and superstitions around ghosts and stuff. It's a pretty big deal, which is why I think people would stop it. Dean's got his hand mirror out again. He's making me look at it. Dean.
No, I do believe there's spirits in mirrors. And I believe that if you look in them over your shoulder, you can see people. Oh my God, I'd love to. Oh, so because of the local lockdown rules, we can't record in the same house anymore. But Danielle's house has got loads of spirits in, and I'd love to do this in Danielle's house.
Thanks for that, Dean.
No, I really would. See what you'd catch.
See what you catch. Well, yeah, maybe you can. Maybe once lockdown lifts a little bit again. We'll
you
see.
Can get me to come round with my mirrors.
Come round with your hand mirrors.
Right, oh. Sorry. Go on. Tell me what you were saying because I've got some scary Bloody Mary stories.
Well, I think we can jump straight into the Bloody Mary stories now because that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Right. Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. Okay, so I have got some stories from the popular website Reddit. You may have heard of it. So these stories are all true and reliable.
Okay, all really reliable.
that valuable source Reddit. So Danny, I'm going to try and scare you now, and I'm going to read these to you in my best best voice. And there's four of them in total. And some of them have been debunked, some of them haven't. And I want you to tell me which you think are not real completely or what could be real. Okay.
Okay.
Marissa and her friend had just finished watching an eerie episode of The Ghost Whisperer. And Marissa wanted to scare her friend. One of her favourite activities... Sorry, I misread the punctuation there. scaring her friend was one of her favourite activities. That wasn't the start of a new sentence. So Marissa looked into her living room mirror, spun three times saying, Bloody Mary. No ghost appeared. So she went in the bathroom to try again. Against the warning of her friend, Marissa shut off the lights, closed the door and repeated the chant. When she looked into the mirror this time, there was still nothing. Disappointed, she was about to flip on the light when she caught a glimpse of something. She looked closer and discovered a black and white woman with her mouth open wide. Marissa expected to scream from the apparition, but found only dead, terrifying silence. The woman in the mirror lifted her arms and Marissa saw her hands were bright red, not with polish, but with blood. Her fingernails had been torn off. Hands reached out from behind Marissa, grabbed her shoulders. Marissa screamed, turned on the light, and ran from the bathroom.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, so, what do you think?
Oh, scary, scary. I don't like that. It's the fact with the fingernails again, which makes me think.
Links to your story?
Links to my story, yeah.
And why is everyone saying the same thing? Is it like mass hallucination? What is it? Like, we need some facts here. And that's like a little less away from like your face turning into hallucination, isn't it?
That's
more than that. So do you think that was real or not?
I'll go with real.
No, it's debunked as a creepypasta.
God darn it.
Do you know where creepypasta comes from and what creepypasta is?
I know what a creepypasta is. It's like a scary story, isn't it? Like a fake scary story.
Do you know why? Why it's pasta?
I don't know why it's pasta, no.
It's shortened copy and paste.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, because it's a story that creepypastas is copy and pasted, aren't they? Okay, number two. The old woman with cuts on her face. Katie was only 9 years old when she and her friends decided to attempt Bloody Mary at her house one weekend. The five friends carefully carried candles to the bathroom and began chanting Bloody Mary. As they chanted, an old woman with cuts across her face and chains around her neck and shoulders appeared in the mirror. Suddenly the shower curtain went up in flames and the girls fled from the bathroom. An older boy ran in and put out the fire. Although the other girls were blamed for the curtain catching fire, they and their candles were much too far away to have caused it. 25 years later, Katie has never been tempted to try calling Bloody Mary again.
Oh, that's creepy.
No, it's not. Those kids literally caught fire.
To be fair, probably one of the kids did it.
5 9-year-olds with candles. So that wasn't debunked as a creepypasta. That was posted by a user who said it was true. And do you know what? 5 9-year-old kids, 100% set fire to a shower curtain and then trying to blade it on Bloody Mary.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a horse.
Okay, two more. Whilst friends Sarah, Gail and Missy, those three names seem like from different time periods.
Yeah.
Sarah, Gail and Missy hung out on Friday the 13th. Oh. They got to talking about Bloody Mary. The girls had been reading about her on the internet and they decided to try the ritual for themselves. The trio got several candles and set them up in Gail's bathroom. They waited until 2:55, then went into the bathroom and chanted Bloody Mary 13 times. As soon as she had been called 13 times, Bloody Mary appeared in swirling smoke in the mirror. All three girls screamed and turned on the light, only for Bloody Mary to vanish immediately.
Oh. I don't know if that one's true or not. Because, I mean, that's what you want, though, isn't it? I guess that's the outcome.
That's why you're doing it. That's like going to like Asda and then not coming out with shopping.
Yeah.
And then moaning. So that one is not been debunked as a creepypasta.
Ooh.
So it could be real. Last one. A group of girls was spending the summer at a camp. That's badly constructed, that sentence. So, maybe real. A group of girls were spending the summer at a camp in the Pacific Northwest on an island called Ankerotes. Sick of exploring the woods, they decided to collectively fake food poisoning. They ran to a bathroom and shut themselves up in it, hoping to make the fakery convincing. While they were there, one girl, Jessica, came up. It's always a Jessica.
I was going to say, always a Jessica. It's such a... Oh, God, the name Jessica. Sorry if we've got any Jessica listeners, but they're all... I've never
listened to the pod.
Yeah, I've never met a Jessica that I like, though. I'm just going to pop that out there.
I've met Jessicas that I like.
Yeah, I think I've just had bad luck.
Yeah, you have. Anyway... So Jessica came up with the idea to play Bloody Mary. The rest of the group agreed and they shut off the lights. They said Bloody Mary 3 times into the mirror and waited. At first there was nothing. Then the mirror cracked. All the girls ran off screaming except for one. The remaining camper was paralysed with fear. She stared and saw a flash of movement behind the mirror as if someone was standing right behind her. She turned and ran from the bathroom. The next morning, the girls laughed about the event, if only to hide how scared they had been.
Oh, my God. Right, I'm going to say that's a creepypasta.
Yeah, a creepypasta.
Just cause,
could be real.
Just because I knew that you'd said there were two that were creepypastas.
I didn't play the game very well. So, Danny, do you think Bloody Mary is real or not?
You know, I don't know if she definitely is real. I think maybe people have accidentally summoned other spirits when they're trying to summon her. Because that sounds like something I'd be into if I was a ghost. I'd be like, oh, go ahead then, I'll scare them.
Yeah, no, I get that, yeah. Like, they summon... they want Bloody Mary, I could do her voice. Come on, I'll
do it. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead then.
So... If you're listening to this, and we hope you are, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back after the break, we will be in the bathroom attempting ourselves to summon Bloody Mary. So we'll see you in 2 minutes. Danielle.
Yes, Ian.
I absolutely love our next sponsor today.
Oh, I think our next sponsor is such a sweetheart.
They are. They're all sweethearts. Who's the sponsor, Danielle?
This sponsor is called Sweetheart Prince. See what we did there. Yeah, and Sweetheart Prince is basically an amazing little store. They've got an Etsy shop, but they also sell on Instagram as well. And they are just called at Sweetheart Prince. And they do a range of prints, really cute ones that are perfect to like put up as like little motivational quotes. I've got one myself that says, don't dream it, be it. Obviously off one of the greatest musicals of all time.
Cabaret.
Oh, it's not cabaret. Spoiler.
It's Rocky
Horror
Picture.
I was like, idiot. So Sweetheart Prints, really gorgeous prints. They're really great quality as well. Again, you can get pretty much, you know, a huge range of prints. She does them loads of really reasonably priced. And they just make like a really nice little, either a gift or just like to spice up your house a little bit.
Oh, do you know what? It's a nice thing just to send a friend that might be going through a tough time to cheer them up and to motivate them. So where can we find them, Danny?
So they are just at Sweetheart Prints on Instagram and also on Etsy.
And if you go and get some of the Sweetheart Prints, please tell them that the guys over at Curiously Morbid sent you. Welcome back.
Hi.
Danny, I'm really scared.
Why are you scared, Dean?
because I told you to go get it, but now I'm actually in my bathroom with a candle, hence the echo, and you've chickened out and you're not doing it.
Yeah, I've massively chickened out. I don't want to die in my little tiny bathroom, and, you know, I'm a mum to chihuahuas. I can't put myself at risk like that.
I know, but look, I'm showing Danny over Zoom that I've physically got a candle. Look at that.
Yeah, he's in his bathroom. Currently, my perspective is Dean's feet because he's stood up, obviously looking at the mirror, and he's got himself a little candle.
Right, are we ready, Danny? I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, go on, just do it.
Right, okay, all seriousness. How many times do I say it? Shall we do two dry runs? Shall I do it three and then stop, see what happens, and then do 13?
Yeah, I say do it the three times, see what happens.
Okay, so there might be some dead air for our listeners. So if it does go silent, just wait and see what happens. All right, Danny, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Anything?
No.
Nothing.
She hasn't arrived. Let me just turn around.
She hasn't arrived.
No. Did I say her name right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, fuck's sake. Where is she?
Maybe you should get one of your hand mirrors and also check the back of you.
But I am, because I can see the back of me in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. Just realised.
Right, let's go for 13.
Oh, God.
Bloody Mary. 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 Oh, Bloody Mary.
What? What? What happened?
Danny. Oh my God! No, I need to get out of the bathroom.
All I can see is feet.
I've got.
Dean! Oh my God!
I'm on the move.
Dean, you only got to 12.
Let me get to the safety. Fucking hell, that was horrible.
Oh
that
no!
That was horrible. How many times did I even say it?
12 times.
So I didn't even get to 13.
No. Oh, tell me what happened.
Right, so, hang on. I apologise for any of the noise then. It was just me relocating because I was so scared in the bathroom. So I was there, right, and I was doing it. And I thought, nothing's going to happen. And then I was looking in the mirror. And then all of a sudden, I just got a chill through my body.
Oh, God.
Right, so I get the chill. And I don't know if... If you can validate this, but as I got the chill, I didn't say the next Bloody Mary.
You what? You didn't Did say? I?
No, I got the chill and then I stopped saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the candle went out on its own.
Oh my God, that is terrifying.
It's not like I was holding it away from it, and it's not like I was even talking to blow it out. Because it was fine when I was saying the other Bloody Marys. But when I got the chill, it went out.
Oh, my God. And you've got no windows in your bathroom?
No, there's not. Oh. It's like... There was no breeze in there or anything. Like, all the lights were off. Like, the little extractor fan was off. So it could have only been me that blown that out. But it literally just went out like that.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Like, do you know, like, sometimes if you're speaking over a candle, it, like, flickers.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything. Like, oh, it's... Oh.
Oh, Gail, you
and
need to
isn't
be
it
careful.
Weird how it happened on the one before the 13th one?
Yeah, I think that's right. Well creepy. Oh, Dean.
Oh, I don't feel right.
I'd be scared to be you right now.
But I didn't see her.
Yeah, at least that's something. You didn't see her.
Yeah, so unfortunately, dear listeners, we can't give you the exclusive Bloody Mary interview as we wanted to, but my candle did blow out.
Ah, oh, that's so scary though. Oh, God.
Danny, I think you should go and do it.
it's not going to happen, Dean. Like, actually, definitely not going to happen.
Go and do it.
No.
If you want Danny to do it in our next episode as a Patreon-only exclusive, let us know on our social media. So you can find us on social media at Curiously Morbid, everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find us on www.curiouslymorbid.co.uk as our website. And you can also find me and Danny on our socials at @MissWaldron_ and at @TheLGBTTeacher. Danny, before we go, let's give a little tease for Friday. And I'm really excited for Friday.
Do you know, Friday's episode is probably my favourite Freaky Friday that we've done yet. I mean, I love the Haunted Theatre, don't get me wrong. But this was very fun because we had two very special guests on the pod with us.
Two guests!
Not one, but two.
Treating you.
They are our friends of the show from Nopeville, the Nopeville podcast. I think you've heard them on here before. Maybe in an advertisement, maybe not. I can't remember.
Yeah, we put them in. And we're also attached at the end of this, their promo. So you can get to know them and you might go over to have a tour of Nopeville yourselves. I absolutely love them. The podcast has got such a good like premise. You go on a tour of Nopeville and Nopeville is everything that makes you say nope.
Nope.
And they quite often lose their tour guide, so good luck with that. tour guides, they're Tories, so good luck. And we'll pop a little snippet of them at the end. But what are we going to be talking about with the guys from Nopeville?
We're going to be talking about sleep paralysis. So, like we said, we're in the spooky season now, so we're talking about all things spooky. That are spooky. So, obviously, we've just looked at Bloody Mary and the myth of her, and then we're going to be looking at some more, like, sort of creepy, bloody, gory kind of things in the coming weeks.
And we talk about our personal dealings with sleep paralysis coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
So tune in for that. But in the meantime,
stay curious.
Stay morbid.
This has been an Audio Bear production, and our theme tune is Half Mystery by Kevin MacLeod.
Yes, MacLeod.
Are you looking for a new adventure? Did you ever want to visit the city where all your nightmares reside? Well, you're in luck! Join us, your tour guides, Christine and Jen, to visit Nopeville, where you will be personally escorted on an all-inclusive trip through the city and see all possibilities of terror and fright.
You'll see all sorts of things on your tours, including, but definitely not limited to, the paranormal, true crime, the supernatural, and more. If you're into all that and enjoy a little dark humor, book your tour today and nope right along with us. Check us out on our website at nopevillepodcast.com to see where you can listen to Nopeville today.